Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all you fantastic folks around the world. It's great for me, J.E., John Edmund, to be back with you and to be talking to you from my base here in the Limpopo-Waterberg area of the Bushveld. Over the past year, I've been talking to you about so many subjects: the Rhodesian Bush War, life in Rhodesia, historical battles of Africa, my personal life, children, Tales of the Game Rangers, my first autobiography, birds, Christmas, legends that shape South Africa, and the world of aeroplanes and African planes. I've also spoken to you about matters military, and the list goes on. It's been a great journey, and I can't believe a year has flown so quickly already. All that said, I haven't told you about my base here in the Bushveld. So here goes. Now, the Bushveld is a broad term used to describe regions of southern Africa that have tropical climates. These areas can consist of vast rolling grassland plains dotted with distinctive umbrella-shaped acacia thorn trees, or places with mixed vegetation ranging from evergreen and deciduous forests to fynbos scrublands. In some areas, iconic baobab trees can be found, and in others, a vast variety of aloes, euphorbia, and proteas. In many of these places, many hundreds of varieties of wildflowers provide a beautiful carpet dotted with splashes of color. The terrain can consist of open plains, rolling hills, spectacular mountains, and ravines where perennial and non-perennial rivers and streams flow, often forming picturesque waterfalls. In South Africa, Bushveld is found in most provinces, stretching in the west from the edge of the Kalahari Desert, known as the Green Kalahari Eastern Bushveld, to many parts of Natal in the east, and from the Limpopo and Mpumalanga in the north to many places in the Cape. This wonderful bushveld vegetation can also be found. Parts of the bushveld are rich in minerals, and most support an amazing range of species of birds, animals, reptiles, and insects. Over the centuries, these parts have attracted various tribes, prospectors, farmers, settlers, hunters, and adventurers, among which have been wonderful, colorful, pioneering characters. Of course, there have been rogues, rebels, vagabonds, and fugitives. This has resulted in scenes of tribal wars, civil wars, and skirmishes of all sorts, and often delightful stories to follow. The land's been crisscrossed through its passes and over its plains by footpaths, wagon trails, roads, highways, and railroads. This has inspired authors and poets, but are also a songwriter's dream. The rhythm and melodies of bird songs, the call of wild animals, the rumbling sound of wagons, the hissing sounds of steam engines, and the rattling of the coaches that follow are the notes for the music, and the stories of the pioneers and folklore are the motivation for the lyrics. The bushveld where I've lived most of my life has been fertile ground for all the seeds these things have been sown in my mind, to grow into songs that document all the facts, folk, and fables. So here goes to give you the background to the songs on the album called Ballads of the Bushveld. The bushveld occurs all over southern Africa, and in my introduction I told you that I live in the Waterberg area of the Limpopo province. Now, about the song of the Waterberg. The Waterberg is an area that lies in the northwestern part of Limpopo province. UNESCO designated the Waterberg area of South Africa as a recognized biosphere reserve. It's a unique mountainous plateau measuring about 45,000 square kilometers, and it rises out of the surrounding plains. The mountainous region, coupled with the water-rich soil, produces an abundance of flora and fauna that are endemic to this region. The Waterberg biosphere is steeped in history, and some artifacts found here date back to Stone Age times. The area is a mosaic of different cultures, places, people, and beauty. For a songwriter, as I said, to portray it in song is so fantastic. Now, within the Waterberg, there's a unique sounding name that rings. It's the word Modimolle. Why not a song about it? Well, Modimolle is the name of a lone mountain standing on a bushveld plain. It is also named Kranskop by the early settlers. The town nearby, formerly known as Nielstrom, also bears that name now. And the word Modimolle in the Sepedi language means the spirit has eaten. The mountain has many sinister stories and much superstition attached to it. Modimolle is flanked by the Waterberg Biosphere and the Nails Flay Nature Reserve, indeed a place filled with natural wonders. The song sums up the intrigue and history of this unusual landmark. Now, what about some of the characters that were born here or passed this way in days of old? Yep, there were plenty. Long before the Great Trek, a strange man walked through the bushveld. It was a Dutch settler, Coenraad de Buys, born in 1761 and died in 1821. He was a powerful yet graceful giant of a man, standing 7 feet tall in his socks. Following his life story in song can only be described as controversial, colorful, and exciting. Although his behavior and demeanor were at times violent and non-conformist, apparently, deep down, he had another side to him. He often showed calmness, humility, and kindness. With his wives, Maria van der Horst, of Khoisan descendants, and Elizabeth, reportedly a sister of Mzilikazi, he had 12 children. He made many enemies on his life's journey and disappeared mysteriously down the Zambezi in 1821. His legacy was carried on by his descendants, who had equally exciting and controversial lives. His two sons, Gabriel and Michiel, also passed this way and were besieged on a hill nearby where I live by a Matabele impi of warriors. After a few days, the warriors shouted up the mountain, "You better come down and be killed, or you're going to die up there of thirst." Well, Gabriel used his father's ingenuity and answered the impi leader by saying he had powers to make water out of thin air. With that, he threw his last skin of water over a cliff. The impi feared these powers and disappeared. This hill is known as Buyskop today. My song about all this is titled The Ways of Coenraad de Buys. But born and bred here was another man, and I wrote a song about him too. I called him the Waterberg Warrior. You see, in 1878, in the Waterberg area of the Bushveld, and although possibly only a distant relation of Andries Pretorius, Philippus Pretorius was born. In his early teens, he led wagon trains to Rhodesia, and at the age of 15, he fought in the Matabele War. In 1893, with wild adventure in his veins, he then hunted, traded, and explored the Zambezi and the Kafue Rivers. He then went to Tanganyika, farming and hunting and exploring. But at the outbreak of World War I, he returned to South Africa and joined the South African military. With his vast knowledge of East Africa, he was used as a scout, and after the German defeat, he returned to South Africa again. He continued hunting, and when World War II broke out, he enlisted again. With citations and honours from the British King, he died in Nielstrom in 1945. The Waterberg Warrior answered the sunset call. And so, folks, I'm going to leave this interesting story about the Bushveld until next week, when I'll be telling you more. So from the beautiful Waterberg, it's farewell. Before I sign off, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep your heads up on my website. And if you want any of these songs, they're on most popular music platforms. So from me, J.E., it's adios, tot ziens, salagashle, shalom, and most of all, zvakanaka.